Welcome back to Region 5 Basketball here in Sitka, Alaska. We're over at the Mount Edgecombe Fieldhouse here bringing you this basketball game between the Haynes Glacier Bears and the Craig Panther Gals. 24 Haynes, 22 Craig here. And Doug and I have said a number of times here, the loser gets to go home. Well, not officially home, but they're out of the tournament. Winner advances on for that number two seed at the state tournament. So lots riding on this game, even though it's 8 o'clock in the morning here. Gals come out to play here, 24-22.
LB found out during the halftime, Autumn Gross sounds like she's got a hamstring injury, so probably won't be seeing her in the second half. Just hopefully that heals up quickly for Autumn, regardless of the basketball part of it. I've had hamstring injuries, and those are never fun. So the Glacier Bears are going to be changing their rotation a little bit here in the second half. Craig Panthers have been coming out. Haynes has the height advantage, but Craig definitely has the quickness advantage. And with that pressure, they're able to cover a lot of area on the court and providing issues for the Glacier Bears. We'll see if they're able to solve that in the second half.
Well, the Panthers have been running a full-court pressure, man-to-man here, defense. Glacier Bears turned the ball over a few times, but they've also gotten some easy baskets out of it, too. So just moving the basketball around. They're double-teaming as soon as they come across the half-court line. It's going to be Glacier Bear basketball to start this second half of play here. Both teams up and out. Glacier Bears not even having a chance to warm up here as they came out on the court here, but they're going to set it up. Looks like got the second half starting lineup be Swenton, Bradford, Cowart, Larson, and Stegan for the Glacier Bears. Quickly out on the court now, starters for the Craig Panthers, Hanson, Barlow, Bowling, Hanson, and rounding out Dinan for the starters. Goes into Bradford. Brad takes a couple dribbles across the right-hand side, back into that man-to-man defense for the Panthers. Looking inside, Bradford gives up her dribble. Now goes to Swenton, who comes out. Yates at only 5'2 against Swenton. Yates was quick, however, and caused a little trouble for Kaylee to get around her. So all goes back down low to Cowart. Cowart's going to be called for the travel. She shuffled her feet. She had the inside position there, wanted to make that move again, but not able to do it. Turns the ball back over to the Panthers. They'll bring it up to court. Of course, Aspen Hansen with those three personal fouls, she's got to be a bit careful. They go right inside to Yates, over to Aspen Hansen. She looks down the lane, nothing going, however, and they come back out to the top, back to Hansen. She looks for that three, doesn't. Now they come across, ball ends up in the hands of Dinan. She puts it up, bounces off the side. Rebound goes through the hands of Swenton, but she hustles over in the corner. But she's trapped in the corner now. She gives up her dribble, gives it off to Stegan. She'll get it up across the half-court line. A lot of pressure being applied by Dinan there as they'll go right-hand side to Bradford on the dribble. Right-hand side. She looks down low. Comes to Stegan breaking across. They want to go inside. Stolen away, however, by Aspen Hansen as she stepped in front. She stops. Looks up at the hoop. Nothing going. Back to the right-hand side to Yates. Yates is on the drive. Puts up the shot from about six. A little bit too hard. Rebound down to Larson. She'll clear it back out. She got a nice baseline jumper, but a little strong. Comes back out to Yates. Swenton goes around, reverses back to Bradford, right side, just starting third quarter action. They want to go down low, and stepping in front, knocking the ball out was Alicia Barlow for the Panthers. So Glacier Bears are going to get it on the right-hand side. Larson looking, finds Swenton, but it's tapped out of bounds again by Yates. And Doug brought that up earlier, that Yates is quick, and I think Kaylee's having a little trouble with that as far as getting around, and the other teammates aren't adjusting to it either on their passes. Larson looking. Now she goes across to Stegan down low. She'll reverse the ball back out to Bradford. Turns, puts up the shot for about eight. A little bit strong. Rebound comes back down on the hands of Ashley Hansen, but through her hands, and Stegan comes away with it there. So the Glacier Bears getting plenty of opportunities here. They just need to get a bucket. Swenton comes down, gets the foul and the bucket as they went hard to the hoop here as Kaylee went around the side. That's her 13th point. That sends Kaylee back to the free throw line. And the foul, well, they haven't put it up there yet, so I'm not quite sure who the foul was on there. Did you catch that one, Doug?
I did.
Came over. Swenton at the free throw line. Fouls on number three. That'll be Yates. Swenton gets this one to go from the free throw line. Picks up another point from there. That's 14. So Yates picks up her third personal foul. So I guess they only have her for two. Comes back to the left-hand side to Aspen Hansen. Back out to Dinan. She looks down low. Nothing going, however. They go back backside side to Yates. She looks up at the hoop. She takes a couple dribbles. She's double-teamed in the corner, gets the ball back out. Comes back to the side. They'll reverse it back around to Aspen Hansen on that baseline. Good defense by Krager. She jumped out. Yates puts up the shot from about six, rolls around, and good. So Yates is having quite a game. That's 9 points for her. Quickly down the court come the Glacier Bears. Swinton, she drives around, puts it off the glass too hard, rebound down to Cowart. She misses it, however, ball's bounced around inside. Going to be, looks like it's going to be Panther basketball as it tapped off of there. Golden opportunity for Destiny. She just missed that little shot inside. Panthers coming back down with a chance to tie it with a three, although they haven't put up any threes since the opening minute and a half of the game. Aspen Hansen goes down. She's going to be called on the travel. Looks like Bowling will come off the bench for the Panthers as the next opportunity. Full court pressure again being applied. Looks like we may take a timeout here as Coach Brittenham wants to take a 30-second timeout to talk it over here.
We'll take this opportunity to thank our basketball underwriters for this tournament. The broadcast of Haynes Glacier Bear Basketball is brought to you by the members of KHNS and Haynes Real Estate, the Captain's Choice Motel, Lutac Lumber, Olrud Market Center and Alaska Sports Shop, The Parts Place, Hauser's IGA, Haynes Booster Club, Bigfoot Auto Services, Alaska Power and Telephone, the Haynesboro, and Southeast Road Builders.
All right, both teams still around their coaches. 5:22 to go here in the third quarter. Glacier Bears lead by three, 27-24. Both teams quick out on the court here. It'll be Glacier Bear basketball. They'll set up on the left-hand side here. Deegan with the basketball. She's looking, cutting. Oh, nice break inside as they tried to go to Bradford. We had Bradford and Krager both breaking down the side. Ball's going to go now to the Craig Panthers. They're into the court here. So Panthers with the basketball. Bowling will set the screen. Calls it out. Steps out. Pass goes into Bowling. Knocked away. Still fought for underneath. Barlow comes up with it. She'll get it back out to the top as they try to go Bowling on the block. Didn't happen, however. They look back inside. Cowart comes across, puts her hands up, goes to Aspen Hansen, stops, reverses back around. Over to Yates. Shot goes up, but she's going to draw the foul. Barlow. I mean, that shot was all the way over the basket, but she got bailed out here. Foul's on 1-5. Destiny Cowart, that'll be her third personal foul. So we'll see what Coach Brittenham does here with three fouls on her. Shots by Barlow, in and out, doesn't go, so they're struggling from the free throw line. As they were only 5 for 12 in that first half, Glacier Bears were 4 for 9. Normally the Panthers are good free throw shooters, but they're struggling this morning. This one is up on its way, off the short rim, rebound fought for. Cowart comes down with it for the Glacier Bears. Out to Swinton. Swinton's on the dribble, gets across the half court line, keeps going. Aspen Hansen, they fall, ball's going to go out of bounds. And actually, Aspen fell down, and then
Kaylee tripped over the top of her,
tripped down, and then the ball rolled out of bounds. So that it was all unintentional. It just happened. But Kaylee wasn't able to handle the basketball and keep it. They go left hand side to Yates. She looks up at the hoop. Segan steps out, back out to Barlow. Denon on that right hand side. She looks at the hoop. Tries the alley hoop inside to Yates. Smallest girl there. Bowling comes with it. Going to be knocked out of bounds as Bowling came down with that rebound. Wasn't able to get it to go. She could have used the left hand on that one. She tried to use the right, but it was tapped out of bounds. But again, the Panthers have the basketball. Glacier Bears down by three, 4:37 to go. They go into Bowling up, and she's a little short on the shot here and fought for underneath. Looks like we're going to have a tie up here. Boy, Bowling had a great opportunity to score there. She got inside position on Cowart that time, but just missed it. Hansen with the basketball. Looking, Glacier Bears putting on a lot of pressure. They go back outside. Another reverse it back around to Yates, all the way over to Bowling, over to Aspen Hansen. Three-pointer on the way off the back of the iron. Rebound comes down to Swinton for the Glacier Bears, and she's on the dribble. Gets it across the half-court line. That's the first three that the Panthers have put up for a long time. Now there's going to be a foul. Who's it going to be on? And it might be on Hansen. If it is, it is on Hansen. So that'll be her fourth. So Hansen's going to pick up her fourth, and she's going to have to come out of the ball game. That's really going to change the game for the Craig Panthers now. Ashley Hansen checks into the ball game with a 4:16 to mark. Aspen Hansen has to come out of the game. Glacier Bears need to take advantage of this. They go back inside to Cowart. She's going to be, no, it's going to be a foul. Let's see if they're going to count the basket, or was it before?
Before the basket.
I think it was before. It was before the basket. 33, Mary Bowling. That's her second. Goes back in, ball's tapped around, going to go back to the Glacier Bears. 27-24, not a lot of scoring here so far. They go inside to Krager down low, spins it around. Shot on the way by Stegan, a little bit long, rebound fought for. Barlow hustles and gets it away from everybody else for the Panthers, and they're up the court again. They're on the dribble. Go right-hand side. Denon puts up three-pointer off the glass. Rebound. Yates hustles over there as she beats Krager to the basketball. So the Panthers get the basketball. They go back into Bowling. She puts up the shot a little bit long. Rebound comes down to Denon. Back into Aspen Hansen. And that's going to be the fourth foul on Cowart. So both gals for that, one for the Canes Glacier Bears, one for the Great Panthers in foul trouble. Larson's going to come off of there. That'll send Ashley Hansen to the free throw line. She struggled from there as she is 2 for 6. And now make it another miss. Larson comes into the basketball game now for the Glacier Bears. Cowart's going to have to sit down with those four fouls at the 3:42 mark of the third quarter. Still 27-24. This one's on the way. This one is good. So she picks up one more from the free throw line, and that's her third point. All of them coming from the free throw line. Swinton on the dribble to the left-hand side. Stops beyond the three-point arc. She'll keep it. Looks inside. All alone was Krager. The pass was too high. Stepping in front, making the steal, was Barlow, but now it's stolen away by Bradford. She puts up the shot, touches the back of the glass.
She's got to look up and see what side of the backboard she's on. She got stuck underneath there.
Yeah, there's that space under the bucket that you can't be there. You're not going to get it through the glass or through the hoop for sure. So Glacier Bears turn the ball over. 2-point lead by the Glacier Bears. They go right hand side to Nunn. She looks inside long, cross-court pass to Yates. Down the lane, she puts up the shot a little bit short. Fought for the rebound. Rebound comes down to Ashley Hansen. And Larson comes away with it. She goes over to Swinton. Swinton's on the dribble all alone as Bradford. She turns around, makes a move, but I think she's going to be called for the travel as she took off before she started dribbling the basketball. Oh, man, what a golden opportunity for the Glacier Bears there as they had an easy two-on-one break going. Barlow with the basketball for the Panthers. Glacier Bears 2-3 zone defense. Slowly up the court. 2:51 to go here in the third quarter. Yates on the right. They go left-hand side. Bradford steps in, but the ball ends up in the hands of Larson. And now she's going to step on the out-of-bounds line. And looks like she's going to turn the basketball over to the Panthers again. Coach Brittenham's not too happy, as he was right on that line, too. He saw it different than the official.
Well, the official wasn't on the sideline. He was inside a little bit. I think Brittenham had a better angle than the referee on that one.
They go Denon, looking. She comes back out to the top to Barlow. Looking inside, she still has a dribble left. Now she'll take the dribble to the right-hand side. Goes right, goes over to Yates. Yates stops, puts up the shot. It's going to be short. Rebound comes back down off the rim, tapped around. Now Bradford's all alone on the top. Hustling down is Barlow, and she cuts them off. Good defense by the Panthers that time, but not give an easy bucket. Shot goes up on the way, rolls around, doesn't fall on the shot. Going to be a foul on it by Swinton. Coming across, she took two dribbles across there and put it up from the free throw line. And that's Barlow's fourth foul, so Panthers are really into foul trouble now. Coming off the bench will be number 22, Ebenhauser. Shots on the way, you know, off a little bit too strong off the back. Substitution into the ball game. So Panthers in foul trouble big time. Glacier Bears, of course, Cowart sitting on the bench with her four fouls. 2:14 to go here in the third quarter, 27-25. Second shot. This one looks a little better, but rims out. Rebound fought for. Comes back down into the hands of Ashley Hansen. She gets it back. Yates will run the offense now for the Craig Panthers. They're down by two. Glacier Bears, they don't even have to shuffle their feet. Now looks like we're going to take a timeout by the Craig Panthers here. Like I said, there was no movement on the Craig Panthers offense. They're just passing the ball around the outside.
Well, and the Glacier Bears have definitely had opportunities. Just went and just missed two free throws. She sailed a pass into entry pass into Krager High. Brittany Bradford had a couple opportunities for layups that didn't turn out for us. And so the Glacier Bears are getting their opportunities. They're working hard defensively. They're doing a good job rebounding. They just got to get a couple more things to go their way on the offensive end, give them a little breathing room over the Panthers. Because, you know, even though the Glacier Bears only have one girl in foul trouble with Coward, Autumn Gross has been sitting out because she's got the hamstring injury. So their Glacier Bears down two starters.
Well, yeah, and that definitely makes a difference in the rotation. But, you know, Krager's come in and done a wonderful job for the Glacier Bears, though, coming off the bench. So, you know, I mean, things are going to happen, and not everything's going to work, but the Glacier Bears have had some chances. The Panthers have, too, though. They've made a few mistakes down low with the ball on their passes and stuff. Again, Glacier Bears still have the height advantage, and so they're taking advantage of that. But in some ways, though, with the quickness like you talked about, they're getting out-hustled for some of the boards.
Especially those long rebounds when the Panthers are shooting from outside. They're coming out long, and the Panthers are doing a better job getting out to those long rebounds.
Hey, Panthers with the basketball. 1:54 to go here in the third quarter. Two-point lead by the Glacier Bears, but the Panthers have the basketball. Can Tider take the lead on it? They go inside. Ebbenhausen shot too hard off the glass. Rebound comes back down to Ashley Hansen, and she's going to be fouled. Well, Coach Hansen, he said, we got to have a little movement out of it. The foul is going to be on 3-3. Katie Swenton, that'll be only her first personal foul, so maybe a little more movement. Ashley Hansen been the line a bunch. She finally gets the first one to go, and that's 4 points, all of them coming from the free throw line. 1 point lead now by the Glacier Bears. Ashley Hansen with the basketball. This one's on its way. This one looks good, too. So I guess if you can't score baskets, get them from the free throw line. 27-27. Larson on the dribble real quick down the court for the Glacier Bears. She's out at the top. Reverses back into hands of Swenton. 1:30 to go here in the third quarter of play. 27-27. Comes out to set the screen. Now the ball was tapped away by Yates, and now there's going to be a foul on it. Right. Foul's on three. And that's her fourth personal foul.
We've got that as three.
That's three. All right. So back out will be Swenton. Swenton gets the ball back into Bradford. Bradford comes around the side, stops. She has an open shot on the way. Good. So nobody picked Brittany Bradford up. That's her first 2 points. Nice little shot from about 16, 18 feet out. Buries that one. Glacier Bears lead now 29-27. Looking inside, breaking across the lane. Still nothing there. Long alley-oop pass. Could have been stolen away by Bradford, but she wasn't anticipating it. Goes to Dinan. They go back inside the bowling. The pass a little hard. Ashley Hansen comes back to Yates. Shots on the way. Going to be short. Knocked out of bounds by bowling of the Panthers. So Glacier Bears are going to get the basketball. 53 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Full court pressure being applied by the Panthers. Yates with a foul over the stop. Long alley-oop pass to Stegan. Stegan comes down. She's going to be stopped, however, back to Bradford. Three-throw shot on the way. Ball's knocked around, goes out of bounds. Ball goes off of somebody. Officials are trying to make up their mind here, and it's going to be Glacier Bear bat. Wait, now he came down here and called it Panther basketball, so they're going to talk about it here.
And Bradford, as she came down off of that shot, the Craig girl gave her a two-hand shove in the chest and knocked her to the floor, so I don't know why there wasn't a continuation foul on that one.
All right, so the ball does go to the Glacier Bears as they talk it over here. Larson looking, gets the ball back into Bradford, takes a couple dribbles, was almost knocked out of her hand, but the foul's going to be on Ebbenhausen. So we're still not in a one-to-one situation. Three team fouls on the Glacier Bears, five team fouls on the Craig Panthers. Bradford inbound right here in front of her bench. 37 seconds to go here in the third quarter of play. Glacier Bears lead by two. Swenton tries to go down low, spins back around, goes to the top, keeps her dribble alive, however. Yates puts a lot of pressure on, they come around the side. Puts up the shot, in and out, no rebound comes down. Stegan, we're on the floor, however, and it's going to be a tie-up. Alternating possession goes to the Glacier Bears off of it. 21 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Glacier Bears getting like three opportunities in a row here to score. See if they can take advantage here at the fourth. Alley-oop goes to Bradford. She's out at the top. Screen set by Stegen. Bradford comes around, reverses it back to Swenton. She looks down low. Nothing going, however. Bradford steps up. Swenton goes all the way around, puts up the shot. Rebound fought for underneath. And up and in by Krager as she just took that ball right out of the hands of Bowling and put it up and in for the Glacier Bears. Long three on the way, and you can hear the buzzer in the background. So we're going to end this third quarter of play with the Haines Glacier Bears 31 and the Craig Panthers 27. So Glacier Bears still a four-point lead. We still have 8 minutes of basketball left to play, however. Well, Ashley Hanson been to the free throw line a ton of times there. Got 5 points from there. She's also missed five chances, so she's only 5 for 10 from the free throw line. Aspen Hanson, 4 fouls. She's been sitting out. Alicia Barlow has 4 fouls in the ballgame. She's been sitting out. For the Haines Glacier Bears, Destiny Coward had to take a seat with 4 personal fouls, and of course, going down low. But Krager there at the end, taking that ball away from Bowling and getting the easy bucket out of it. That was nice work by Michaela.
Yeah, she fought off Bowling for that rebound and then went up strong with it and finished with some contact there. It was a nice job by Michaela. Wasn't a lot of shots made on either team. Glacier Bears 3 for 9 for 33% in the quarter. Craig Panthers only 1 for 16, 6% shooting. So they were getting some opportunities. But like we were talking about during that quarter, both teams having a hard time getting them to go down for them.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how long they wait before they start bringing back their starters again on both sides.